I'm Alex Wojcicki, joined by Mamie Hertl, the 2019-2020 Central Region Vice President from Montana. Mamie, tell us how you felt when your name was called to that stage.
When they called it, it just doesn't feel real. And as you say it now, it still doesn't feel real. But I'm just elated, to say the least.
This is a long, long process. For those who don't understand the process, tell us what you had to do to get here.
Yeah, so speeches, one-on-one interviews with the entire committee, as well as one-on-one interviews. There was an essay, or two essays actually, where we had 3 hours to write it, and just so many things in between. So the process is definitely very meticulous, and it was a long week, but I am so glad to be here.
What kept you pushing through that process?
Honestly, it's just looking back at what FFA did for me. And realizing that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get back to this organization, even if it means a sleep-deprived week with no appetite whatsoever to get to this moment, it was definitely worth it all.
Tell me that moment when you decided, yes, being on that stage is exactly what I want to do.
I think my moment was in my sophomore year of high school at Washington Leadership Conference. I think everything up until then, I liked FFA, but I don't think I really had a passion for it. And that week really changed my life. I realized that there was more to this blue jacket than I realized, and more to my life, and more to everything that I was doing. And that's kind of my life motto now, more to it all. And I realized that whatever capacity it was, whether it was a national officer or not, I wanted to get back to this organization. And this was just an opportunity for that to happen. My mom always says that luck is when hard work meets opportunity. And this was my opportunity to have, I guess.
Tell me about your FFA journey and how you were involved.
Yeah, so I started out in FFA as a seventh grader. I started with creed speaking, and it really sparked my love for the organization. I fell in love with the five paragraphs. I would say it when I went to bed, in the shower, I mean, all the time. I just fell in love with it. And after I was done creed speaking, when I got to my freshman year of high school, I found other events that I loved, and I definitely fell in love with the leadership aspect of FFA. I can't tell you how much that my high school year shaped me. But this year, as a national officer, I hope to live out all of those things that I experienced as a high schooler and give it back to all of the people that I'll get to meet this year.
Throughout this incredible journey, who have been some of those role models pushing you through?
So it might sound cheesy, but my mom truly is my number one role model. And she always tells me that whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And that's what I tell myself every single day when I wake up. My dad is also a big contributor to everything that I do, and he always tells me to treat others the way you want to be treated. And I hope that those two things, as well as my life motto of more to it all, are messages that I can share to every FFA member, because I truly believe that those three stanzas, I guess, are what has created who I am. And I want to give that to every single member, and maybe they'll be impacted by it as well.
Thousands of people watched you walk across that stage. How do you tell them to get to where you are?
I would tell them that you just have to be yourself. I know everyone always says that, but you just have to truly believe in what you're doing and truly want to get back to this organization selflessly, and you'll become whoever it is that you need to be, whether it be a national officer or not.
So we see you as really successful being here as a national officer now, but this did not come without its hardships. Tell me about some of those.
Yeah, so I would say in high school I struggled a lot with my self-confidence. I wasn't that great at sports, and I think that really took a toll on me sometimes. But I kind of found later out through high school that I could play a different role on the team and be the one cracking jokes at practice every day or whatever it may be. And I'm thankful that FFA also gave me an outlet to truly find my passions. I grew up on a farm and ranch, and I think when I walked into my first day of ag ed classroom, I didn't know what this could teach me that my dad or mom couldn't teach me back at home on the farmer ranch, and I was so wrong in saying that. I learned so much in this blue jacket, so much in that ag classroom, and I'm so thankful for that.
What is your favorite moment in that blue jacket?
I think my favorite moment by far, well, today, again, like I said, it's been an amazing opportunity, and this is probably the most life-changing experience and life-changing day of my life. But if I were to pin it down to one moment, it would be at WLC when we did this activity where we wrote down things that were maybe making us sad or angry or whatever it may be. And at first I wrote down some pretty surface-level things, but then I got down to some things that really meant a lot to me. And then they had us crumple up the piece of paper and throw it in the trash. And I guess from that moment on, I realized, like I said, that there was more to what I was doing. There was more to my life, and there was more to this blue jacket.
One of the keynote speakers talked about fear. What makes you fearful about national office, but you had to push through it anyway?
I think that everyone always thinks that national officers don't have human flaws, and that's definitely not the case. You'll see me mess up many times throughout this year, I'm sure. And so I think fearlessness, that was actually the title of my retiring address as a state officer, is all about accepting that every mistake that you make, every opportunity that you have to make a mistake really shapes you, and those lessons that you learn are what make you who you are. And I want every person to know that mistakes are okay, and to hold with me this year because I'm sure I'm going to make mine.
In a year from now, what goals do you hope you accomplish?
From this year, I hope that I'm able to share my messages with FFA members. I hope that every single person I meet feels truly valued and loved, and I hope that I'm able to connect with as many people as I can on a very personal and deep level. That's definitely my style of meeting people, is just getting to sit down and know them authentically, and I hope that I get to do that with as many people as possible.
You've mentioned a few times that national office isn't going to be your highest success. What's next for you? What are you going to do?
Well, hopefully when I'm done with national office, I will get to go to law school. That's kind of my dream. I want to study agriculture law and hopefully one day be able to make an impact in policy or whatever it may be and just really be a voice of agriculture. As I've said before in a few other interviews, I come from a very small town graduating with 11 students, and I want to be a voice for not only those 11 students or the 300 people that live in Moore, Montana, but for every single person in Montana as well as every single person in agriculture.
Mamie, you have some big goals in mind. Tell us one thing as you get to interact with these members. Tell us one thing that they might not know about you.
One thing you might not know about me is that I am in love with Taylor Swift. It's a very weird fact about me, but if you play a Taylor Swift song at any moment or any time, I am so going to dance to it.
Is there anything else you want to add?
I just want to say thank you to every single person that has helped me on this journey. I'm incredibly grateful and humbled for this opportunity and this year.
A big congratulations goes to Mamie Hurdle from Montana, the 2019-2020 Central Region Vice President for the National FFA Organization. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.